Good morning. Is everybody here? Can everybody hear? It's good to see you. Somebody. Somebody said this morning, I've heard that voice before. Now, some of you that are here may not have ever heard it before. But, I can't even deliberately get high in those notes where my voice was jumping. I'm straining to get that high. I'm not going to strain, but I'm back. I'm back with the, except for the after effects of the surgery, which will wear off in a few weeks. And yesterday, I'm popping. Can you still hear me there? Okay. All right, sounds more, doesn't have the interference. Okay. A lot of work. That just goes along with some other stuff this morning. Which you shall never know about. But it's good to be back. First time this year I've got to be here. But do you remember something like this? He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. Not quite there yet, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I want to share something with you this morning. Some of you probably, I know some of you already been made aware of it, but I got a call this morning from Linda Bennett. Her daughter, Crystal, is married, grew up in our church here along with Richard Pierce's boy, Ricky, who is now called Richard since he's grown. And Richard got up this morning and he found his wife, early 40s. He found her laying in the den on the floor, and she was passed away. And I talked to him on the phone. He went to bed last night, didn't know there was anything wrong. And got up this morning sometime during the night she had gotten up, or I guess, and just went on to be with the Lord. And of course they're all devastated about it, but I shared with him and prayed with him, and He said, we still consider you our pastor, and that's our church, even though we live up here in Ohio. But now they've been active in church up there. It's not like they've just been sitting up there. But just keep them in your prayers, and we don't have any information. I'm sure there'll be some forthcoming when things are arranged. But I want to read a scripture. Would you stand with me while I read? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. And you know, the Scripture says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And we can look around us and see a lot of things that might upset us and cause fear and worry and anxiety and perplexity. But we don't walk by sight. We walk by what God has told us and what God has given us. Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning, knowing that Your Word is truth, Your Word is life, Your Word is the food of our spirit, the thing that keeps us nourished. And we know, Lord God, the presence of Your Spirit within us lifts us above the ordinary, into the extraordinary, into the supernatural, into a realm, Lord God, of faith and not sight. And we come to bless You and to worship You and to praise You this morning, to declare Your glory among the humble, to lift our voices to You, to lift our hands to You, to lift our hearts to You, Lord God, to shut out all of the things around us and come before You and be in Your presence. We exalt You, Lord God, this morning, and we praise You from our hearts with everlasting praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen. We've got all kinds of questions, but you know, there's only two things you need to know. God didn't do this, and she's with Jesus. God doesn't owe me an explanation, okay? So we trust Him. Thing is, John 10:10 says, it's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But He also says His beloved is with Him. So, it's interesting that this was a song that we practiced, we had ready. You know, the Lord knows what He's doing. We don't realize sometimes how much we're being led by the Lord. By a phone call, by, you know, you might get just a whim, maybe somebody tell you to go to Walmart and you're going to run into somebody that just needs encouragement. You know, that's following the leading of the Lord. But I want you to know that regardless of what you hear, one of these days I'm going to wake up in glory. Amen. And with the saints, I'm going to tell my story. There's going to be one name that we look for, and that's Jesus, isn't it? I mean, I can remember my mom and them, and I don't have a problem with that. It was tradition, and they would sing the hymns of, you know, I'll meet you in the morning, and that's fine. But the first name, is Jesus. He's the one that we're going to know. Amen? Well, glory to God. La 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 la. La 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 la. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name, and yours is the name that
name that has saved me, mercy and grace, and the power that forgave me in your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
Oh, let's sing that again, church.
When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name that has saved me, mercy and grace, and the power forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
Oh, let's sing it again now.
When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
Now let's just sing the name of Jesus, all right?
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Oh, let's praise him again now.
Jesus, 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 just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
Oh, let's do Jesus again. Come on, that name.
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Oh, glory. Do it again, church. Worship him now.
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Hallelujah now. La la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Glory to God. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. Our goal, Lord, is to be with you. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your mighty power today. For people looking for you, they're going to find you, Lord. Because we're going to be able to tell them what you've done for them. We're going to be able to tell everybody, you know, when you accept Jesus, there are certain things as a child of God. And you can just begin to declare, and you may say, yeah, but you don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter. The Bible says all that's washed away. You're a brand new man every morning, every day. Isn't that awesome?
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me.
Come on now.
Oh, his love for me. Through the sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Free at last, he has ransomed me.
Oh, his grace runs deep.
While I was a slave to sin,
Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house,
come on,
there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. I am chosen,
come on,
not forsaken.
Here we are.
I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody might say, well, you know, I don't know everything. But if somebody were to say, well, who are you? I just who the Bible says I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's my new agenda. I am who he says I am. Glory to God. I want you to sit down for a minute. We're going to take up the offering. I know we, glory to God, they did this song last Sunday. And it's one of the most powerful songs to me. I guess it's like everything else. It's my favorite song right now because I'm singing it. But we're going to pray over the offering. And I want to share some scriptures that came to me. We were getting practice in this song. And you know, you think about an anointed song, it was so anointed when you can learn a song in one practice. And it's just like, oh, there it is. But Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for this new year, for 2020. And I thank you for pouring out your blessings on this church, that we are moving forward, that we're going where you're taking us, Father, and we're going to be what you make us. And I thank you for blessing every individual as they give. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm going to share First off, I'm going to read from 2 Chronicles 20, and everybody knows what I'm going to read about, Jehoshaphat. But I want you to listen to the words that God gave them. But they were, you know, Jehoshaphat, they were surrounded. So Jehoshaphat did what he should have done. He called a prayer meeting. I mean, the whole nation, you know what? We are surrounded by the enemy. So the best thing we can do is get before God. So he did. And that means they called out to God. Even the children. Listen to this. And it said, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their children and their wives. God had a word for them. And this is what he said. He said, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, hearken all Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, the Lord says this to you, and he says to us, be not afraid or dismayed in this of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, it's God's. Tomorrow, go down to them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the ravine before the wilderness of Jeruel. And if you shall not need to fight in this battle. Just take your position. What is your position? Trust in God. Stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head on his face on the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants fell down before the Lord, worshiping him. Glory to God. And some of the Levites, they all stood up and began to praise the Lord with a loud voice. And they rose early in the morning, and they went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe and remain steadfast to his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers, come on, to sing to the Lord and to praise him in their holy priestly garments as they went out before the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. And they were slaughtered. Glory to God. Now, listen to this one. I want to read. First, what did he keep telling them to do? Believe. Stand. Believe. Stand. Worship. All right. 1 Samuel, you all know this story too about David and the giant. What was it David said to the giant as he confronted him? He said this. Then said David to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the ranks of Israel, whom you have defied. When the enemy comes against you, in any way, he's defying God.
Amen.
This day, say this day.
This day.
The Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and cut off your head, and I will give the corpse of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all of the assembly shall know what? That the Lord saves not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? Amen. That's all we need to know. Is that God's in control, right? All right, glory to God. Let's stand up and see the victory then. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God.
The weapon. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph.
My God will never fail.
Come on.
Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Whoa, whoa.
Listen, church.
There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, we will win.
Come on.
I'm not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how this story ends.
Come on.
Yes, I know how this story ends.
Do that verse again. Come on, listen.
There's power.
Ready?
Power in the mighty name of Jesus.
Come on.
Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giants, 'cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Whoa, whoa. Gonna worship my way through this battle. Gonna worship my way through. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy good. You turn it for good.
I'm gonna see a victory.
I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what and you turn it for good.
Come on.
You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Told Jehoshaphat and them, you got to see a victory. Hey, I got to confess, there's times I have to get back to see a victory in a certain area, because you know it's just that area and the enemy knows it, and I'm overcomer. But I get in the Word of God, and then I got a husband that tells me I need to get in the Word of God. Hey, for my good. Doubt won't get me anything. Belief will. I got to see the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to close with this old song, Glory to God. That's just awesome. And it kind of suits. It seems like this Lord knew what we were going to. This whole service has been about victory and heaven and glory. And we need to remind ourselves when somebody we love goes on to be with Jesus. That doesn't mean we're not going to miss them and they're not going to grieve, but hallelujah, Lord, we love you today. And we shout to you.
Bow down. seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you,
forever I'll stand.
Nothing compares
to the promise I have.
Oh,
nothing compares to
nothing.
The promise.
Say that again now.
Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
We worship you, Father. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. As you touch hearts, change lives. Set people free, bring deliverance, and bring healing. Mountains fall down at the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. One last scripture I want to share with you that the Lord quickened to me. And Miss Martha's been started teaching Wednesday night on strength. And when she turned to this scripture, like everything else, when I'm reading it, it's my favorite scripture. But thinking about the songs that we just sang about the power of the name of the Lord and mountains falling down and seas roaring, Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength. He's mighty, a very present and well-proven help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains be shaken into the midst of the sea, glory to God, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling and tumult. And it says, Selah, stop and think about that. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God will help her right early. Glory to God. I thought of Crystal. Because it says at the dawn of the morning, the nations raged. Aren't they raging? The kingdoms tottered and were moved. But he uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He's our fortress and high tower. Selah. Pause and think about that. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations and wonders in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. Listen, he breaks the bow into pieces, and he snaps the spear in two, and he burns the chariots in the fire. And we know this next line is, be still and know that I am God. That still means stop. Be still. Be at peace. I got it. The Lord of hosts, he said, and understand that I am the Lord God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, our high power and stronghold. Selah. Stop and think about it. Glory to God, church. Don't you love the Lord today? Don't you love him for who he is, for what we've got? Oh, we praise you, Jesus. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise. Come on. The wonder of your mighty love. You're my comfort.
My comfort.
You're my shelter.
My shelter.
Tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath.
Come on.
All that I am. Never cease to worship.
shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. While we're in the Holy Spirit moving, I lift up my brother. I thank you, Father God, that cancer is cursed. That he's set free, his lungs are set free in Jesus' name, Father God. And I thank you for giving him the hope to believe you, to live and not die. Lord God, I know there are others, Lord. I thank you for your complete recovery of Bobby, for healing him. Thank you that he's back. He's strong and mighty. And Vivian, Lord, we just love you so much, this presence. So I just pray that everybody, whatever they got, they just hand it over to you, Father God, casting all their care on you. And with the word coming that Pastor Shirley's going to give, that they'll go out of here changed. They're not going to leave here like they came, bound, oppressed, tormented, because the Holy Ghost of Acts, church, is what? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship team, but you didn't know what I was going to do today. I didn't know what I was going to do today, but yes.
I just had a praise for the last year. I've been getting shots in my eye because blood vessels and issues, and my left eye, the vision's been occluded on the bottom side of it. And anyhow, they've been doing it monthly, and then they tried 2 months, and they said, no, that's not working, and they had to go back to monthly. Anyhow, actually a little over a year. Now we're going to do it. And went yesterday, 3 months before they're going to look at it again. And the right eye, they'd been looking at too to have some issues, and there's those issues appear to have stabilized too. So anyhow, it was a good report. So.
Amen.
Amen. We believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Classes are already gone. That's okay.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.